and receive the peace of mind you deserve.
All right, so our friend John at West Point says, Alan Mack was a former commander of the 2nd Aviation Unit West Point at Stewart Airport and truly an awesome person. Everyone who worked with him was fortunate to have worked with Alan. And now he's indirectly responsible, at least in part, for this great new movie that comes out today.
We're hearing a lot about the U.S. horse soldiers, a now declassified story told in the film 12 Strong. The decorated Army veteran who helped fly the 12 to their mission is a former commander of the 2nd Aviation Unit, West Point Stewart Airport. Now retired CW5, Alan Mack is the Orange County Deputy Commissioner of Emergency Services under Brendan Casey. Back after the September 11th attacks, Mack was part of the special team that flew the 12 Strong to their mission. In a helicopter, at elevations so high they needed oxygen masks, doors open, ice flying in, noise, tension. We got to ask Alan if Hollywood got it right.
I thought they did a really good job. Now, the producers asked for the military's support, and so the 160th sent Chinooks out west. They had actually filmed this out in Albuquerque as far as the helicopter scenes, and they sent actual MH-47s with, you know, our crews. And what was neat about it was they had some of my crew chiefs, you know, are now civilian instructors in that same organization. And they were able to set the aircraft up exactly like it was. It gave me these, you know, as I watched the guys get on the aircraft and get the thump of the rotors and the, you know, loud noise of the engines and they take off, I really thought they did a great job. And it brought back not so much memories, but emotions that I didn't know that I had. You know, I mean, it was really a visceral feeling, you know. It was really, you know, I got goosebumps, and they did a good job. I was very happy with the way they were portrayed.
As part of your profession, you're probably trained not to have those emotions at that time. So to look back and see it recreated had to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, and those emotions are there. You cover them up, you know. You don't talk about them during, and everybody, and one thing I told Jerry Bruckheimer, I said, hey, you know, the one thing that I want to make sure you get in this thing is that special operations air crews don't get excited in the cockpit. You know, it's always, it's almost a monotone, casual conversation like we're talking right now. I had a couple of surface-to-air missiles fired at me a couple of missions later. We flew General Franks, who was the CENTCOM commander, into the U.S. Embassy when it fell. And I flew him in there, and on the way in, we had a missile fired at us, and on the way out, we had a missile fired at us. You know, in response to that, we kind of, you know, jinked and juked and, you know, hid behind terrain. And the general, there were two generals on board, and they thought we were just, you know, celebrating and giving him a little roller coaster ride. And, you know, the next day I was talking to him. I said, sir, what do you think about the missiles? And he goes, we didn't know about it. We thought you guys were so calm that we thought you guys were just giving us a, you know, a roller coaster ride. It's like, oh, no. But that's what it's like. You know, the crews are so professional and so well trained that, you know, you just, it's this casual conversation. You know, maybe a little gallows humor slips in once in a while, you know, in the conversation. But other than that, or a little, you know, dark humor, other than that, it's not very exciting.
Calm has to be your superpower.
Yeah.
And now you can, like, name drop Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Alan Mack, we spoke for about 14 minutes. I'm going to make the whole interview available up on Facebook a little later on. What a great guy. And you can meet him, too. Alan Mack, the Orange County Deputy Commissioner of Emergency Services, because they're going to show the film for free, 12 Strong, for Veterans Wednesday at the Monroe Cinema. And he's going to be there to talk to the crowd.
That's fantastic. What a story.
Great story. Great guy.
I can't wait to see the movie now.
I do want to mention his wife because I'm so happy for her that they get to celebrate, you know, this moment. And that's Patrice Lestrange-Mack, who's involved with the American Cancer Society. And, of course, you know, from working with her for the walk. And this is her husband. And they've been going on Good Morning America and enjoying the parties. And I'm just so happy for the both of them that they can look back at this moment and say, yeah, that was then.
Yeah, it was very special for all of us. And now he's telling the story with us, and we appreciate it. Alan Mack with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
Variety on my radio stations and